Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Olson, and she is the Director of Cass County Public Health. Good morning to you, Beth.
Hi, LaVon. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Beth, if we would go down the street and ask a dozen people about public health, I'm thinking we would get a dozen different answers. And sometimes I think we have participated, public health has done something for us, and we really don't know what that is. So can you start with maybe a defining of public health for Cass County?
Absolutely. Cass County Public here is to help all ages and stages of life. We're really committed to our community, for our families, adults, children in our area, and we just want to get them down a healthy path, whatever that means for them in their life situations.
And of course, we need to think about health in the big picture, not just one kind of disease. So we need to think of the big picture. Let's start with some of the things that Cass County Public Health is related to for children.
Absolutely. We have a variety of programs for children. One thing that I think is really great, especially with the new one at home myself, is we have two car seat safety technicians. So what that means is Victoria and Nancy can come out to your house, or if you stop down here at Public Health, they can inspect your car seat and make sure it hasn't been recalled, make sure it's still functioning the way it should, make sure it's not expired. Did you know car seats expire, LaVon? They do. So they'll do that, and then they'll also install it in your car, whether you're depending on your child's age and their weight and their height. They know whether to install it facing front or back and how long they need to be in there. And they actually, for families that don't have the means to buy car seats, instead of not having your child buckled in correctly, they can provide you with a car seat if you have absolutely no other means to purchase a car seat instead.
So I think it's kind of like buying children's shoes. They change with age, and so should the car seat.
Absolutely, absolutely. The one that I have my daughter in now, she'll be in it, you know, for about the first year, and then I'll need to get one that's a little more permanent. So they do certainly change, and they can be a big expense to families too. So I think that is one really nice thing that we provide for people in Cass County is car seats, if you need that. We can help provide immunizations to children who are underinsured or don't have insurance, or even if you just have a question about, hey, my kid just turned 2. Are they caught up on all their immunizations? Call us. We can look up your charts through the doctor's office that's entered into the Iowa immunization system, and then we can make sure you are up to date. Or if your kiddo is going to kindergarten and you need a printout of what all your kid has had for immunizations, we can do that too.
Because there are certain things that are required when they start kindergarten, correct?
Absolutely, and especially if your kid has gone to daycare too. They like to see that your child's been immunized from certain diseases as well.
Okay.
Another thing we do for children is the lead poisoning and prevention program. We have a public health nurse here that will get notifications from your nurses, your doctors, if your child's tested for lead and it comes back high. And if it's at a certain level, she'll do a home visit and she'll walk around your home and talk through some things with you about maybe what are some items in your home that are causing your child to have a higher lead level. And then she'll follow up with you until your child's lead level is back below where back below that danger level there.
We had so many older homes in Cass County. I think that's changed a little, but there's still many older homes, and they are the ones that are more apt to have lead in the paint and wherever else.
Absolutely. And actually, out of all of our surrounding counties, we have the kids that come through the most with the high lead levels. So it is something certainly to take seriously. And your doctor and your nurse will let you know if your child has a high lead level. Okay. That's something they do test for. And last but not least, for children, we do have the Parents as Teachers program. It's a wonderful, wonderful program by Nancy Gibson and Victoria Means here. They are wonderful teachers. It's a home visitation program for children, kindergarten and below. And it's a really great way for parents to help their child grow developmentally and reach those big milestones so they're ready for kindergarten. And so that, you know, they provide developmental screenings, parent education, they can help with that car seat. And they also do group connections, which I think is nice because it gets all other young parents around together. Your kids can interact. And I think it's a good time for the parents to communicate as well. And just a really overall great program to help your kids be ready for kindergarten.
And when you're saying that, you know, we've seen, we've heard about how much development takes place in those very early years. It's not just at 4 years old getting into kindergarten. It's all of those years ahead of that that are so important. So that's why this program is kindergarten and earlier. Okay, well, kids aren't the only ones that you are concerned about with public health.
That's right. We also have several programs helping adults as well. Linda Edelman, our family planning nurse, our only nurse, I guess I should say, on our public health staff, she does the family planning and maternal child health programs. So the family planning program is something that can provide exams, pregnancy testing, birth control, and other types of testing to males and females that might need those. Those exams are offered on a sliding fee scale, and typically most people qualify for free, which is a really nice program. If you are needing any of those tests, stop at public health. We're happy to help you get the needs you could need for family planning. And then the Care for Yourself program is completed by Carla Akers. And this provides Iowa women with breast and cervical cancer screenings, cardiovascular screenings, and health coaching for women that are 40 to 65 years old and income eligible. And again, those income guidelines are really generous. Just a wonderful thing. Carla oversees a lot of our surrounding counties as well. And since July, she's been able to help six women go get the treatment they needed and the financial help that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to get the treatments with.
And, you know, very important for those six women, but really the health of those six women affect all the rest of us too. So it's something that's, well, it is public in the way that it does health. Good health for people affects all of us. So we need to just be aware and say thank you that those programs are available for folks. Okay, what's next?
And last but not least for adults, and this is typically something that older adults in the community use, is the volunteer program. And that's really led by Carol Schuler, who does a wonderful job setting up her volunteers. They do different coordination of community volunteers to provide, whether it's transportation, companionship, maybe they help you run some errands around town, or maybe they help you set up some of those documents of what you want for end-of-life wishes and that kind of thing, or maybe you need a lifeline. So Carol Schuler is an excellent resource in our public health department for any of those volunteer type services. Or if you're wanting to be a volunteer yourself, LaVon, if you want an extra thing on your plate, you could certainly be a volunteer for Cass County Public Health with that as well.
And I have several friends that do lots of the transportation and really enjoy it because they get to know folks that they're taking in various places. So it's a good way to do good service, but makes you feel good too, I think, when you volunteer for that. Now, where does, for instance, I think in the past you've set up times when people could get, I'm going to say, flu shots, other kinds of vaccinations. Where does that fit in the public health program?
Certainly. Under immunizations, we actually partnered with the Atlantic Medical Center this year. So if you came to any of our evening clinics, we hosted those this year with the Atlantic Medical Center. We are back under the hospital. So public health is a department of Cass County Health System. And it's great to be back. It's wonderful collaborating with them through all of our different programs. And immunizations is one of them that through the flu clinics, we were able to immunize quite a few people. Obviously, flu is going around Cass County. If you haven't got your flu shot, I would still encourage you to do so. It's not too late. Unfortunately, one of the types of flu that's going around was not covered by the vaccine this year, but still I would encourage individuals to get it if you haven't yet.
A good point. It's not too late. Now, you mentioned that you are a part of the Cass County Health System, but there's some other folks that also are important to knowing what's going on in the public, kind of determining some of the things you do. And so where does, for instance, Board of Supervisors fit in?
Sure. Board of Supervisors appoint a representative, and that's Gaylord Schilling, to sit on the local Board of Health. The Board of Supervisors is also who we rely on for providing some of those county funds for us as well to do some of these programs that aren't fully covered by federal or state grant dollars.
And another partner, I think, is the state. The state of Iowa also has a partnership with you in terms of public health.
Sure. I correspond with different individuals at the state almost every day. They get a lot of emails and phone calls from me as I'm new in this role too. But they are a wonderful asset to us, and especially our regional health coordinator, Dawn Mao. She's always helpful with me as I have new questions with, hey, this is going on, how should I handle it, and that kind of thing. But also, most of our grants are through the state too. So we correspond with them for a variety of different things, from immunizations to emergency preparedness, for Carla's Care for Yourself program, and many others too.
Well, we probably will have some more questions for you, Beth, and I hope people are getting acquainted with you, Beth Olson, as the Director of Public Health, and we want to thank you very much for visiting with us. Until next time, here's a thought. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live.